Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. James Turnwald. He's the Executive Director of the Michiana Area Council of Governments, or MACOG. James, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me.
So remind our listeners, what is MACOG, James?
So MACOG is a regional planning organization that covers St. Joe, Elkhart, Kosciuszko, and Marshall counties. And we provide varying services for our entire region and the local government, typically around planning functions, and we're best known for doing planning for transportation.
So I know that you have a big plan that you're working on, the 2050 plan, and in the works for St. Joe, Elkhart, Marshall, and Kosciuszko counties. So why is MACOG undertaking this long-range transportation plan?
Yeah, so one of the many functions that we serve as what's called a Metropolitan Planning Organization, or an MPO. And we also serve as a rural planning organization. And so it's our responsibility under federal law to produce a 20-year long-range transportation plan. And we have to update that every 4 years. And so we're in the process of planning for and creating what we're calling Michiana on the Move, a 2045 transportation plan.
I see. So we know the population in the MACOG region is expected to rise over the next 20 years. So how does population growth impact the transportation network?
Yeah. So we've broken down the transportation plan, the planning process, really into three main functions. And the first area that we focus on is a section that we call how we grow, because the transportation network is affected by population growth. And so what we've done is a series of different surveys and tabletop exercises with folks to look at the different ways in which the region could grow, whether that's a high growth or a low growth or no growth, and then the patterns in which that growth occurs, whether that's much more in a rural area or much more in a urban area, and how that all will affect the transportation network. And we're creating different scenarios around that input of how we grow to see how it affects the transportation network.
I see.
The next phase is then we'll look at the how we move and the what we value. But that first key foundational element is looking at growth.
So what types of stakeholders are involved in this planning process?
Yeah, so we work with a diverse set of stakeholders because the transportation network ultimately encompasses for us walking, biking, driving, and riding public transit. So we work with units of local government, public transit providers, freight stakeholders, advocates for walking and biking, as well as then a whole litany of other stakeholders and just the general motoring public as well. And so we offer a number of different opportunities for all of those stakeholders to be involved in our planning process.
You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. James Turnwald. He's the Executive Director of MACOG. So, James, as the public, and again, I know the public is involved with everything, but how do they get involved with this process?
Yeah, so during our How We Grow phase, we had a public survey that encouraged folks to participate, which was like a five-minute survey that asked about different preferences that they had about what they envision growth looking like for the MACOG region. And we'll have a number of other public surveys that are available for the how we move and what we value phase. And so folks can find out more as we go through that process by going to move2045.macog.com.
So, James, as we talk about this plan, is there anything, any model that you follow for this plan?
Yeah, so there are federal requirements of what needs to be in the plan, and generally we try to build off of what we did 4 years ago, because this is something we have to do every 4 years. And so every 4 years we're trying to make sure that we're creating a better plan. For us, that is focused on trying to get better input into the creating different scenarios, because we're not trying to necessarily predict the future. Instead, what we're trying to do is see what various future scenarios look like for the region and what set of transportation projects best addresses those various different futures.
I see.
Because that helps us create a better portfolio of projects, essentially, and make better investments into the transportation network.
I see. And again, I know there's been so much development in the MACOG area. So, you know, as we hear every day on local media about autonomous vehicles, so how is this implemented into the 2045 plan?
Yeah, I think it'd be hard to have a plan that looks so far into the future and not address autonomous and connected vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, and this is new to our plan, this 2045 plan. It is brand new that we'll have a section that looks at some different modeling scenarios that talks about what the implications of autonomous and connected vehicles could be to the region, and generally looks at different policies that local governments should be looking at to be ready for autonomous and connected vehicles. So it is something that we are looking at for this plan, which is new for us.
You know, I know MACOG has always been notorious for looking outside of the box in regards to growth and in regards to transportation planning. You've done some wonderful things for the state of Indiana and obviously the MACOG region. But as we move forward, what are some of the things that potentially you are going to be thinking outside of the box on this plan?
Yeah, so a number of the different things that we'll be looking at, as we've discussed, is the autonomous and connected vehicles to see what policies maybe need to be in place so we set the right groundwork or framework for the integration of those into our transportation network. Additionally, we'll be looking at alternative fuel vehicles and what applications they could have in municipal settings or in public settings to improve the ability for electric or other types of alternative fuel vehicles to be operating within the region, because we see both of those as future trends, as well as then just looking at these different scenarios to consider what the best investments are in the transportation network, and understanding that we all have a finite set of resources and that if we can find a good investment strategy, essentially, that's what we're kind of using this plan for. So those different modeling scenarios, I think, will help us get to that and kind of figure out what projects we value the most.
Sure. Just exciting times. Keep up the good work. Thank you for all the great work that you've done in the past. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to James Turnwald, Executive Director of MACOG. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.